brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Bob Chapman on the economy and a lot more in the next segment. Feds use pre-crime to target disgruntled veterans is what we're covering right now. Continuing reading Paul Joseph Watson's article. Please get this out to all veterans you know. Veterans were again targeted in April of 2009 by Homeland Security Assessment Report entitled Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling Resurgence and Radicalization and Recruitment. The report warned the number one threat is veterans. It warned law enforcement officers to be on guard against disgruntled military veterans, especially veterans returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan who were demonized as potential terrorists. The return of military veterans facing significant challenges, reintegrating into their communities could lead to potential emergencies, an emergence of terrorist groups or lone wolf extremists capable of carrying out violent attacks. Yeah, like when somebody finds out that they were soft killed with DU. They're just supposed to take it and love it and die. And the cops, most of them were military, you're supposed to just die too and love it. Thank you, government. Thank you, bankers. Because they know you got a reason to be mad. The return of this is from the report. The return of military veterans facing significant challenges reintegrating into their communities could lead to the potential emergence of terrorist groups or lone wolf extremists capable of carrying out violent attacks, said the report, quoting American supposed best and brightest with Al-Qaeda bombers. DHS Chief Janet Napolitano, because, see, the terrorists don't like you. The Homeland Security stages the terror attacks. They stage the cyber attacks, all of it. So they're the terrorists, and they're worried you're going to find out they're the terrorists. That's why they've got Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Stephen Colbert, Stewart on the left, all attacking 9/11 Truth this week because they're worried because their bosses need to be able to keep bombing stuff so they can point all this at you. It's real simple. They blow stuff up, claim it's for a foggy enemy, build a giant apparatus the whole time that was designed for you, and now that's admitted. So now they're going to blow stuff up and say you did it. You understand how that works. It's real simple. This is how they arrest you. They're terrorists, and their little mouthpieces are part of the terrorism. DHS Chief Janet Napolitano was subsequently forced to apologize to veterans for the report, a token gesture which did not satisfy veterans organizations that were deeply offended at the content of the Homeland Security Assessment. How about the veterans associations complain about gun groups, being targeted as terrorists? How about veterans complain about how they're having their Second Amendment taken away for no reason? Pete Hegseth, chairman of Vets for Freedom, responded, "It wasn't an apology in my view. It was one of those non-apology apologies. She was sorry that the veterans were offended. She should either apologize for the content of the report as it stands, or they should rewrite the report and reissue it. The whole thing is for you. It wasn't just that one report." Despite the apology, Big Sis Napolitano, Homeland Security, and the rest of the federal bureaucracy continue to make it clear that military veterans are the primary target of the war on terror, with the revelation that authorities are seriously looking at MIT's new pre-crime software as a useful tool with which to spy on the vets' private communications. They're already doing this. They're just now rolling it out. Identify emotional spikes and betray resentment towards government. These are quotes. And that target them with surveillance designed to be used on suspected terrorists. While the CIA blocks a lawsuit brought by veterans concerning illegal experiments on troops between the 50s and 70s, and while police officers beat those same veterans nearly to death, we have links to that, the authorities, not the servants, continue to make vets the number one domestic target of the war on terror, a sobering reminder of the fact that the feds have identified the American people as their main enemy and are now focusing the vast and expanding force of big government against those who have considered themselves patriots for their entire lives. But they know you're going to wake up to who the real terrorists are, that America's been taken over by offshore mega corporations. They know that you're waking up to all of this, and they are coming after you. Homeland Security is for the American people. It is a classical tyranny wrapped in a high-tech sleeve, and it is expanding against all of us. And the problem is the government can give questionnaires to the TSA, the troops, the FBI, the police, and can always find a willing reservoir of useful idiots who like petty power who will stomp all over our liberties and freedoms. We are under attack.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, it's official. The most popular internet audio and video personality in the world, Alex Jones himself, in person, is coming to KSCO Country for an exclusive speaking engagement on Sunday, October 24th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Coconut Grove Ballroom on Beach Street in Santa Cruz. Though it is exclusive, we do not want to exclude you from attending and enjoying this epic KSCO Presents event. Tickets are $10.80 each and are available only online at the KSCO.com website. Click on the banner on the homepage. You can't miss it. Now, there's a good chance we will sell out, so don't wait and don't miss out. Buy your Alex Jones event tickets now by logging on to the KSCO.com website. Questions or suggestions? Email alex@ksco.com. That's alex@ksco.com. See you at the Grove Sunday, October 24th.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition, October 1st, 2010. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and his lovely wife have arrived here at the studios, in studio here in Austin, Texas. They'll be on with us in the next hour to talk about a host of key issues. But I was just completing going over this article, Feds Use Pre-Crime to Target Disgruntled Veterans. And I wanted to first talk about this with Bob Chapman before we get into the economy and Rupert Murdoch calling for legalization of 40 million illegal aliens so they can get them on the political take and have the Chicago mafia machine completely take over the country. But more and more veterans are starting to understand that the entire Homeland Security system is pointed at them and true patriots. We are the enemy of this criminal corporate state known as the New World Order. But I'm just amazed that they can come out in AP, Buffalo News, Wired Magazine and admit, okay, Homeland Security is already trolling your phone calls, your emails, everything. And if a veteran or anybody else mildly criticizes the government, they say, we're going to surveil you more. I mean, this is a active chilling effect. They're coming out and going, okay, we are breaking the law. We are watching all of you. You see this whole Homeland Security thing? It's set up for you. And they know most people, police, veterans, bureaucrats, are cowards deep down. Okay? And on average, I would say veterans have more courage than the general public. You know, they have the courage, and they've done psychological studies on this, where somebody in the military will charge a machine gun nest if ordered to, but it takes more courage to say no to their commander if they're being told to do something immoral, like a massacre. And so that's my point, is they play on their fears and know that at a subconscious level, we all have a little coward in us, and that people will then, well, this is scary. Well, I'm for whatever Homeland Security does. I love naked body scanners. I love the bank stealing trillions. I love corruption. You know, I don't see anything. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I speak nothing. You know, it's like the little monkey covering its eyes, its ears, and its mouth, the three monkeys, because, you know, I'm involved in Orwellian Crime Stop. You know, I don't care if Big Brother said we were never at war with East Asia, and now we've always been at war with East Asia. I'm going to go along with this because I don't want to get watched. And they're trying to invoke this panopticonic system where everybody is afraid. No, the answer is to come out and say, look, you crooks, we know you staged the terror attacks. We know you did it to set up a police state for the American people. I could read the Patriot Act. It said it, Section 802, for the American people, for misdemeanors. We know this is a corporate takeover, and we're aware of what you're doing. I mean, this is the big issue. The whole Homeland Security police state grid was set up and is being expanded for good people. If you're not a crook and you're not part of this corruption, you are the enemy. And you can't run the white flag up to these people. Bob Chapman, you know, veteran, military intelligence, biggest private silver and gold broker in history, had the biggest newsletter, you know, went into retirement, have come back with the International Forecaster. Why can something like this be so big, so out in the open, and they're starting to, people are starting to recognize it, starting to talk about it. This radio show is really trying to force this out into mainline debate, and we're starting to get some toeholds here. But I mean, this is just so blatantly obvious, Bob.
Well, it's an evolutionary process. They have to have an enemy that they think they can control. And they think in a final analysis, even though these people are courageous, otherwise they wouldn't have been doing what they were doing in behalf of our government. They want them to be in a position where they're off balance. And if they continually attack them, and they don't care what the public thinks, because they don't think the public's going to do anything. I mean, the veterans groups will speak out, as you just shown, and perhaps some others, but by and large, you're not going to hear much. I would say it's a move that's being made to set up a larger move later. The interception of electronic communications of one kind or another, is something that, they're going to put online. And a lot of these people are outspoken and they're really afraid of them. Because let's have an example. You have a demonstration. It turns wild. They bring in the National Guard. And the people who were there say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I used to belong to this unit. I just came back from doing two tours in the Middle East. I mean, what are you trying to do to us? And the guys who are in uniform are going to say, yeah, what are we doing here?
And by the way, that's already happening in Spain and in Greece and all over Europe. The police are joining the protesters. And that happened with Ceaușescu in Romania.
And that just happened down in Ecuador. That government is toitering on the edge as well. And, you know, people have been recommending that people who want to retire to go there, because it's inexpensive and it's a quiet life and that sort of thing. And anytime you've got a communist government, you have the possibility of having real problems. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the future that Venezuela didn't have the same kind of problems. And Peru has shut their border, I think, with Bolivia. But anyway, these are the kind of things that are going on all over the world. And one of the reasons is because of Alex Jones and people like him who are on the radio telling the people the truth, and these broadcasts are going all over the world. And believe me, I know, and Alex knows too, because he must get the same kinds of letters I get from all over the world. In fact, we've started carrying some of our information in Spanish as well as German. And that'll probably expand as we go on because it's easier for someone to read German. If they're German, they would rather read it that way.
Now, Bob, to interrupt for a moment, we're rolling video on screen of the fall of Ceausescu in Romania when people just finally said, we're not going along with this tyranny anymore. In a matter of hours, the general public just came out en masse, and the police basically joined them because they had been educated. And so that's why the demonization of veterans is going on. That's why police, I mean, come on, cops, you're smart. Most police are veterans. That's who they recruit from. They're trying to train you to spy on and hate veterans and see it as quasi-illegal to even mildly criticize the government. They're trying to induct you into secret policedom because they know that when you go into a real tyranny, and you do have a command and control system, what happened in Rome and is happening in South America and what happens in Eastern Europe, it happens in England in the last few hundred years, that once they put a tyranny in, the main group they've got to watch is the military. And that's where the purges are. That's where the terror and the secret arrest are going to go on, just like Hitler did after he got into power. Once they really take over, and we're getting to that point, they're going to purge the military and police. And so history is repeating itself. So, of course, every time we get a Homeland Security report or the news reports on one of these events, it's all about veterans. It's all about gun owners. It's all about police. It's all about kicking cops out who don't go along with tyranny because, A, they've got to get a bunch of thugs in to carry out their takeover. But, B, once they've engaged in their takeover, they've got to fully surveil you because tyrants will come up through the military ranks and try to take over the system. Once you have a command and control shadow government and it comes out in the open, then you can have coup d'etats within the structure and the bureaucracy over and over and over again. And so this scientific dictatorship has gauged all of that and is going after its number one enemy, the military. So you need to understand this. Bob Chapman.
Well, I think you couldn't put it more eloquently because it's exactly what they're trying to do. And that would pit the active forces and the police against the military and let the public know that these veterans are a bunch of crazy people who are terrorists. And they're setting a precedent here. They're setting a guideline, a way to go, somebody to pick on.
They're introducing the next enemy. We built all this for brown guys with turbans, but guess what? You know, it's now for that veteran. It's that rancher. It's that farm owner. I mean, that's what's in the reports. It's that Ron Paul person. Real Americans that are opposing the criminal takeover, that know what's going on. The entire architecture is for us. Get it through your head. This is 100% proof, 9 years after the stage attacks of 9/11, that I was right, Bob was right, we were right about all of this. It is for us. The attacks were staged to take over the planet, including our country. Get it through your head. This is the total proof. They baited and switched. They told you it was for foreigners, thinking you'd be primitive and, yeah, we'll get them, when they were running the foreign terrorists. It was all to bring down the republic.
And this sort of thing, Alex, could lead to a coup d'etat in government. They may have overreached here. And there's a lot of disgruntled people within the military. And they're in a command position. You know, the people in Pentagon might think they run things, but they don't. They give orders to people, and they run things. And so that possibility exists. And the military is not missing this one bit. And I think the public is now catching on to what's going on regarding these talk shows that you mentioned earlier, and the direction that they're trying to take people in. And as we've said before, 95% truth, 5% propaganda, and that's all they can hope for. And they keep on doing it over and over and over again.
And we saw new Gallup poll numbers out this week. In the last 100 years of Gallup, the media has the lowest, mainstream media, has the lowest credibility in history. It's like a lake turning. Suddenly things just flip. They have already imploded. They are out of gas. That's why they're getting desperate, trying to bring in tens of millions of illegals to join the military with the DREAM Act, to get dependent on government, to be used as a counterbalance internally. We'll talk about Rupert Murdoch says legalize 40 million illegal aliens on the other side.
buy the case, or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.1580. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.5028, $6.7514 for a half ounce, or $3.3757 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.5028, $6.7514, or $3.3757.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Real, bona fide, naked evil is in control of the planet. And so many past generations went through unspeakable nightmares of death and destruction because they didn't stand up early on, or even later when it became clear that the government was run by a bunch of crooks. And you've got all these big Republicans now coming out in the news saying legalize as many as 40 million illegal aliens. They really want to get that done. Rupert Murdoch calls for amnesty for law-abiding illegal immigrants. Got to love that oxymoron. And these reports are up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says Rupert Murdoch wants amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. On Thursday, appearing before the House Judiciary Committee on Immigration, Rupert Murdoch, somebody from Australia, nothing against folks from Ausland, but, I mean, come on. You got people from Australia, Israel, they're just foreigners run everything and tell us what to do, so of course he wants more foreigners. Murdoch said he supports amnesty for law-abiding illegal immigrants. He did not explain how millions of people who have crossed the border and entered the country illegally can be considered law-abiding. And then I have another report here by Matt Ryan today at Infowars.com. Background checks required to visit your kids at school, but the illegal aliens, they're exempt. The illegal aliens, oh, they don't have to do that. And that's here in Austin, Texas. So, and that's going on now all over the country. We're going to be discussing that. But, Bob, dealing with this open border issue, why do the globalists want open borders?
Well, number one, they want cheap labor. They want more people paying taxes and Social Security. That's why they want to legalize them. They want cannon fodder to go into their wars. They want disruption within the American culture. And you're seeing that right now in Europe. We have Holland and Denmark and particularly France who are telling the Muslims, look, you can't wear burqas around here. And if you want to do that, do it inside your house, but you can't do it on the street. And I see the Muslims praying, blocking whole sections of Paris and other cities. And it's being done deliberately because it's illegal and the police are being told, well, don't disrupt them. We don't want any trouble. And so people who are from outside sometimes push the issue. And we've seen that with La Raza and some of the other groups in the United States and over in Paris and other places over there, it's the Muslims. And, these people are a minority in the country. And they push it far enough, and they're liable to have a serious problem, and particularly in Europe.
But the globalists admit they did that by design. They bring in these foreign groups that in many cases aren't really compatible with the culture. Then they get everybody fighting with each other, and then government is the arbiter of that and takes everyone's liberties in the name of maintaining order.
That's exactly so. I think it's going to get a lot worse, this dichotomous situation being artificially caused by agents of government, if you may. And it's just like a false flag operation, actually. And so you're going to continue to see it, and you're going to see the vilification of veterans and I'm sure the Tea Party and other groups. Whether they're guilty of anything or not doesn't make any difference. And it's all leading up to control.
Well, I mean, look at it. The troops are supposedly fighting terrorists, but they're really there to get the resources and for a black hole for the government to pump money to the defense contractors and also shuttle drugs and arms around, as has come out with Blackwater recently in federal depositions. But then it does stir up the foreigners to actually fight back. Then that's called terrorism. But then meanwhile, they use the police state grid they've set up at home to defend the homeland to target the troops when they come home. I mean, you got to love this master strategic system.
Well, it's a master slave system is what it is. And these poor young people who are coming back from spending 4 or 5 or 6 years in the military and being shot at every day, they're finding out that now they're the enemy because they did what they signed up to do. It's very confusing to people. Because they're not used to psychological warfare. They've heard about it, and they've heard about it in the military in particular. But they don't understand it. And even a lot of people in the media don't.
That's right. Psychological warfare is very sophisticated. But I challenge veterans, current military people, you better do some research, because the federal criminal government spends all its time hating your guts and preparing to kill you deader than a hammer, and they put soft kill weapons into your vaccines to get rid of you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it, with open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations. Get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going back to Bob Chapman here in just a moment. We've got the Health Ranger in studio coming up in the next hour. We'll probably go into overdrive. All week I've said that I would do a breakdown of how the New World Order works in a simplistic boil down, using a chessboard as a prop, and I will definitely briefly get to that in the next hour. We can even show viewers a document cam shot of Jaron's chessboard that he was kind enough to bring in. I've got several chessboards, but the French Bulldog has eaten pieces from different ones, so I didn't want to have a mixed and matched Mongol chessboard in here for you today. So we have Jaron's chessboard. Jaron is a chess master himself. I'm joking. He may be joking, but he had to have help in how to set the pieces up. This is a nice gift, though, whoever gave you the chessboard, Jaron. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I look at this news day in and day out, and it just freaks me out. So I try to have some fun. I can't believe how real all this is. I can't believe how right we've been. And I just hope long-term listeners, people who can go back and see films I made 13 years ago and TV shows I did 15 years ago that are on the web, and just see how right we were. I mean, we just studied history. We looked at the facts, and it's so horrible what's happening. It's so much worse than we even thought. If we were wrong in any way, it was that we underestimated how fast this degeneration would take place. I mean, the sky's the limit. The globalists are just out in the open now. right, we're going to go back to Bob here in just a moment because I want to get into the main issue why he's here, the economy. Huge news on that front. Riots all over the planet. We'll get into what's happening down in South America as well with Bob, who's an expert on that. But first I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're made in the United States. The website's gusset.com/Alex. If you want to get a free T-shirt with Don't Tread on Me, beautiful design. They have several other designs available. Free T-shirt and free shipping when you buy two pairs of jeans. They have motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, great shirts, and it's all made here in the United States. gusset.com/Alex or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T. And lastly, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the highest quality storable foods out there, the longest continually operating company. They make their food fresh every month. It lasts more than 10 years, a whole bunch of different lines of food, non-GMO, non-hybrid, special diets, gourmet food, regular food, raw foods. It's all there, eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread in these crazy times, folks. Be the ant. Put the food away. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, eFoodsDirect.com. Don't wait. Don't be dependent on the system. All right, going back to Bob Chapman, who we always appreciate joining us. And if you want to get a free copy of the International Forecaster, an introductory hard copy or email copy, and it's lengthy, you can simply call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Midas Resources teamed up for more than a decade giving out free copies of it. Or you can buy one gold franc at a cheaper price than I've seen it advertised anywhere and get a $159 one-year subscription free. And Ted actually pays a tidy sum to good old Bob, and the information's worth it. To have the newsletter, either a digital version or a hard copy, your subscription when you call 800-686-2237 and get one franc. 800-686-2237. Ted also told me they're bringing back an old special that is the hottest deal they've ever had. And that is, now listen to me carefully. He was telling me about it last night. I don't even know if I'm supposed to plug this yet, but Ted was supposed to be here, but he's stuck in a meeting with K-Talk in Minneapolis about getting me on there, 100,000-watt FM talk. And so he's not here to tell you about it, but he told me last night, $26 to get a silver dollar, and I forget which one it is, but it's a silver dollar, U.S. silver dollar. I know he said that. A silver dollar, $26. To get a silver dollar and The Creature from Jekyll Island. I know Ted's paying $10 a piece for these books. They retail $19.95. He pays $10 for a book, and then you get a silver dollar for $26. So that's got to be about a $42 value at silver at spot, being $22-plus bucks. So essentially, you end up getting the silver dollar for free. Hey, is that a good deal, Bob, to get a silver dollar and A Creature from Jekyll Island for $26, Bob Chapman?
It certainly is, and G. Edward Griffin's been a friend of mine since 1964, and I pushed the heck out of his book and have ever since he published it. He's a great guy, and that deal is a super-duper deal.
800-686-2237. I mean, what, coming, because you watch the markets, the macro, but also the overall systems, Bob, you know, silver's at 22 plus right now. That's, you know, one of its highest rates in the last 30 years. But going back here, what are silver coins on average overall selling for, a ounce of silver?
Well, right now the spot price is 22.04, and the spot market is closed. It's been closed about an hour and 10 minutes. And I expect it's going to continue to go higher along with gold. I saw the U.S. government in there today banging away at it. They banged away at the shares, naked shorting, trying to keep everything down, and they can't do it. What they have right now is a rush by other countries because China's been put under pressure by the Senate. And how they've been put out of pressure is that they're going to have tariffs to offset the undervalue of the Chinese currency. They contend the Chinese currency is 40% undervalued, and they're absolutely correct. And why they haven't acted 10 years ago, I'll never know, but Washington's a strange place. But what's happening is everybody else is doing the same thing. But everybody else was doing the same thing for the last 10 or 15 years. So it's nothing new. And, you know, I picked up an article this morning that came in, and I, like you, pick up all kinds of stuff all day long. And all I could do when I saw this was think of Et tu, Brutus. And it was Julius Caesar when Brutus ran his sword into him. And here we have the Mexican Central Bank. And what they're doing is they have just sold $600 million worth of U.S. dollar options. And they're doing that to weaken their currency that just went from, and this is up, this one up from 1325 to 1255. And they want to stop that because they want their goods to be competitive. Competitive with who? With China, Brazil, etc. And all of the countries are doing this. Now, you know, from an American standpoint, we're the ones who are getting hurt because we can't export anything because we can't compete with countries that continue to devalue their currency.
But this is what the G20 said they were going to do 2 years ago, was a global concerted currency devaluation. And that's your report out today. It's up at Infowars.com, but also the InternationalForecaster.com. We'll put it back on screen. The risk of currency devaluation. Why should the average schlub out there care about this?
Because we can't export because we can't compete. So what the U.S. government has done is they have pushed down deliberately the value of the dollar by not paying attention to it, so to speak, because they have to make the dollar go down because everybody else is pushing their currencies down. This isn't official. It's unofficial. And you're going to continue to see this. Now, what gets me is the only other professional beside myself that I know about, Paul Craig Roberts, is the only one who has called for tariffs on goods and services and stiff ones, like 40 or 50% across the board. You know, the tariffs back in the early 1930s, they ranged from 5 to 15%. That was really nothing. And everybody else did the same thing. So it really wasn't a factor in why there was a depression, even though the Keynesians, and that's a philosophy of economics, would lead you to believe that that was a prime reason, and it wasn't. But they're in control, and we're not. So the only way to solve this is have tariffs. And it would be the best thing that ever happened to America, because all of these countries, especially the transnational corporations that moved all of their production out of America, now if they build a car in China or India or Mexico or Brazil and they send it into the United States, they put a 40% tariff on it, there's not much sense in continuing to manufacture these things in other countries with slave labor.
So we've already seen massive deindustrialization, which the UN and others admit is their plan so they can control us. And they've also made huge profits by having sweetheart deals with China. But now I'm reading about China increasing tariffs even on things like chicken. I mean, they won't even let us import chicken to them. And because we have the biggest sellout government, we're in the worst position. So that's adding insult to injury. Overall, with your long-term forecast for the ongoing depression we're sliding into, how do you adjust your forecast on the overall global economic outlook, all the numbers coming out that indeed the middle class is disappearing, not just here, but also in Europe and around the world? And we also have all these reports coming out about rioting all over the world as people's taxes go up. Where do you see this going, Bob?
Well, I think the approach has been and will be continue to be in the United States by the Fed and by the Treasury of the creation of money and credit. And I think that will aggregate something on the order of about $5 trillion over the next 2 years. And all it will do is allow the American economy to function sideways, maybe slightly higher. And it's not going to be successful. And they know that. And I think Europe, which just raised taxes and having austerity, and you see the results of that, they're going to have to do the same thing, or they're going to immediately go into a deflationary depression. And they know that. Now, maybe they want to be the leaders of the pack, and 6 months or a year from now, enter deflationary depression. I don't know what their plan is.
What does deflationary inflation look like?
Unemployment of 50% or more. Wages not only staying the same but going down. Public services being decimated. Austerity, like we're seeing already in Europe, where retirement ages are being changed. The amount of retirement income is being changed. It's going on all over the world. It's coordinated. And that is going to continue. And, you know, you pop up and you say, my goodness gracious, well, I got some money here, and I already got food and a filter and I got some weapons, so what do I do with my money? Where can I put it that I'll be safe? There's only one place, gold and silver. Maybe commodities if you're sophisticated enough, but other than that, forget it.
Now, Bob, none of that matters, though, that the banks have engineered this collapse. They're having continuity of agenda, global coordination. They admit they engineered it in their white papers. None of that matters because the head of the CIA, Panetta, says Al-Qaeda wants to hit Europe and the U.S., and they're doing everything they can to keep us safe. And Al-Qaeda, you know, may be involved in this new worm, even though Israel basically admits they did it. They need to take over the Internet, shut down free speech to protect us from the government's own worm. And here's Fox News, U.S. official Bin Laden believed to be involved in European plot. He's back after 9 years. We better give up all of our rights, Bob, or Bin Laden's going to get us. It doesn't matter if 95% of all the Homeland Security trainings to go after gun-owning Americans. No, give your rights up. It's for Bin Laden. Bob, I'm so scared right now. I'm not worried about the depression and the open borders and the crime exploding and the kidnappings all over the U.S. and society degenerating and the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the mobile X-ray vans and the total end of the Fourth Amendment. I'm worried about Bin Laden. He's so scary.
Well, I'm sure that Leon helped dig him up because he's been dead that long. And and that's why they took the Indian woman out in Pakistan.
Yeah, Bhutto came out and said this is absolute bull. He died of kidney failure. Here's the date. And they said, you die. And our media is so controlled. All over Europe, all over Asia, 100% confirmed. Videotape of her being machine gunned, getting in her car. And our media said she hit her head. That's how dumb they think Americans are. And then they said Al-Qaeda killed her. But I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence on. He says Dick Cheney said, kill her. She says Bin Laden is alive, die. But Dick Cheney wouldn't do that. He's a Christian, Bob.
Well, I want to tell you something, and this is inside information. When she left Pakistan some years ago and she went to London, MI6 arranged for all of her goods and things to be shipped out on a British plane. And when it was time for her to go back, well, they shipped it all back for her. Ever since she was in Harvard, she was a CIA and MI6 operative. And they must have been hard-pressed to get rid of her. And I know that people in the CIA were really upset because one of her best friends was my roommate when we were in counterintelligence, and he was furious. But, you know, you play with the devil, you got to pay. And that's probably the reason.
So why did she flip? I mean, why did she decide to go for policy?
She just got fed up with the whole thing and said, yeah, this is what's going down. The guy's dead. And they just took her out. They can't have people in that kind of a position saying those kind of things. They got to control everything.
But, Bob, she hit her head. Fox News said she hit her head. She just fell down. She wasn't assassinated.
Well, she certainly wasn't an alcoholic because she didn't drink. I know a great deal about the woman.
No, she hit her head.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm being sarcastic. For 2 days, they said she hit her head, and then they had to go, okay, she was shot. But I mean, going back, so when you were in counterintelligence, you were roommates, what, in Germany with her friend? Or?
Yeah, that's right. And he went on to a long, very distinguished career in the State Department. His name is Peter Galbraith, John Kenneth Galbraith's son, and the brother of Jim Galbraith, who's an economist from that infamous place called Texas.
Tell you what, Bob, when we come back, instead of me making jokes about this, recap the full story for folks that want to hear about this. Give us any more intel on Miss Budo. Again, folks, they think you're so stupid, they tell you to run x-ray machines without protection. They tell you DU isn't bad for you. And they tell you Budo hit her head. Hit her little head.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By the way, if you just joined us at the end of the last segment, I wasn't joking. If you go back to the news, the first 2 days that Budo got assassinated in that motorcade, our media said she hit her head on the car. And it was on television, her being machine gunned. But they didn't show that here. That's how controlled our media is. But then once all that leaked, they said, oh, yeah, we were wrong. Somebody shot her. It was Bin Laden. Bin Laden's people. They did it. I mean, this is how insane it is. So, Bob, going back, you know, the names, everything you can tell us about, I mean, of course, it's come out in some of the news that she was being run by MI6, but you're saying you've got specifics. And there is the Guardian headline, Benazir Bhutto assassinated, shot twice, then bomb exploded. That's what she gets for driving around in an open car. with a bullhorn. But, Bob, that goes back to how dumb they think we are, telling us that she hit her head. I was just reminding people of that. But, I mean, without me interrupting, go over what you were talking about.
Well, I think the bottom line is that we've covered most of it, but it's one of the reasons, and it's a good reason, I didn't stay doing what I was doing and become a career diplomat or work for the agency or for NSA. NSA was actually who we worked for, and it was in the early days of NSA and the CIA, because I'm an old man. But the things that I learned, I mean, turned me upside down, and I was a street smart kid with a very high IQ. And so I knew that I just couldn't engage in that. And of course, you know, Peter went on, and it fit their lifestyle, the Harvard thing, so to speak. And he went on to work in the State Department for years. And I've been on programs when people from the State Department will either call in or email in and tell me, yeah, everything you say is true. And I say, how do you know? And they said, well, Peter was my boss for about 25 years. So it goes to form. In fact, one of the people who was in my outfit was Porter Goss, who became the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. And I was better at my job than he was.
Well, reportedly, Porter had to go as director of Central Intelligence because he was visiting those special floors of the Watergate a little too often.
Well, I had heard that, but to me it was hearsay. But that could be. I mean, who knows? All kinds of things go on. And in that kind of a lifestyle, you can't trust anybody. I mean, it's a terrible way to live. I mean, I run into people today that tell me, well, and they may be listening to this program today. My dad was the head of counterinsurgency against narcotics in Latin America for years. And he said, I have to be very careful when I go to places like Mexico where he uncovered a lot of people who were doing what they weren't supposed to do in the drug trade and had them incarcerated and things like that. And it's, you know, you do the right thing and it's a miserable life. It's not a good life.
And then meanwhile, if you have worked for the government, they're surveilling you all the time and teaching a new crop of morons that you're a terrorist. And that's one big thing the globalists have going against them. They've made this shift to really trying to hire stupid people to be their enforcers, but stupid people aren't that good at doing their job.
Well, I'll never forget, I had lunch one day with Ollie North and one of the top people in the DEA. And one of the things that struck me, because they were working closely with the Colombians, he said to me, now they all, somebody ought to teach them all how to kill each other.
Well, that's what they're certainly teaching us how to do with these open borders. Stay with us 5 more minutes, Bob. I've got more questions on the economy than the Health Ranger.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.